Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in next hour. So, good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us this morning on the 20th of January, 7:05. In the morning news at top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center of Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a few days.
Four. Are we always surprised to see each other? No. So, did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, just relaxed, worked on my car, trying to get it ready to get smogged.
Can you do that? Can you work on your car and do that?
Well, I had a part I had to replace that was bad.
Oh, okay.
And it was an easy part to replace.
Oh, okay. Cool. Did you just know how to do it, or do you use YouTube or chat?
YouTube.
I use YouTube a lot to figure out things.
And then I woke up this morning and my headlight was out, so.
Oh. Now.
But that's another.
Depending on the year of the car, that's.
Mine's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's actually, I can go.
I fixed my F-150, but.
Yeah, I just go through the back of, like, right where my wheel covers is.
Yeah.
There's a little thing in there. I just reach my hand in and it's right there.
Yeah. I think on my wife's Nissan, you got to take off the whole side of the car practically. To replace it, it seemed like. Anyway, well, cool. What national day do we have?
It's National Cheese Lovers Day, and it's National Disc Jockey Day.
There you go. DJs, which we're going to have this Roaring Rumble, where people get into the ring, and I'm going to talk about it, and bash each other for money. To be raised for kids programs, which sounds like a good idea. But to the participants or DJs in town, but I'll talk about that in a few minutes. National Cheese Lovers Day. Oh, okay. The weather. You know, I got up and it was fog. And I walked outside and with Buford, and it was pretty foggy, but it's really cleared up by now, and fog concerns me. And I'll tell you why. If we have fog for like we did last time, my horse colic. So I'm heading out there today, make sure that she's okay. Today fog before noon, and like I said, at least around here it's cleared off. Partly sunny with a high near 63. Wednesday mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Wednesday night. Again, cloudy. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 66. Friday, sunny with a high near 65. Saturday, sunny. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 59. And then Monday, mostly sunny. No rain in this forecast, just some clouds and such. And the lows in the low to mid-40s. And at night, and the highs during the day anywhere from 62 to 66. So that's what it's going to look like through next Monday. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Been in the business 30 years, great people, the Kenny family. Give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they've got other plans for people. Help them. So, Shasta Gas Propane. Did you watch the game last night?
I did.
Good game.
It was a great game.
Oh, Linda was running around the room and jumping up and down, and the dog wasn't sure what was going on, but he wanted to be part of it. So he raised his head up from his sleep position and looked, and then went back to sleep. So it was a good game. The Miami and Indiana, and there's an article about the coach of Indiana. And Cignetti. I don't know if you knew Indiana's history.
Yeah, I'm a Ohio State fan.
Oh, that, okay.
So they were in the Big Ten, so, you know.
Yeah, but they were two wins. They had two-win seasons, three-win seasons, things like that. I mean, they were just kind of like dormant when it came to football. I mean, you know, their big thing was basketball. And but last year, they won 10 games. And that's when Cignetti came in. And then this year, 16 games, 16-0 in the national championship. And you don't do this by accident. And, you know, they talked about, you know, with this NIL where and portals where college athletes can transfer during the portal and then they get paid. I mean, some of these quarterbacks are getting paid a couple or more $1 million a year to play football.
Yeah.
And so he had the portal, but he took people that weren't blue stars, you know, the five-star.
Yeah, a lot of upperclassmen, and he brought a lot of guys with him from James Madison.
James Madison. I think it was James Madison.
Yeah, James
Madison. Yeah, brought them in. And then the guy Benton, I think it's Benton or Benson, the wide receiver, the one that had those two fantastic catches.
Becker,
thank you. Becker was told when Cignetti came in, hey, all the wide receivers were told, better find a new home.
Yeah. He was in the portal too, but he can't ended up coming back.
And he said, "You know, I'm going to stay." And he in the for the first what six
seven,
games
seven
he,
games
first seven games yep. he was on their kickoff squad, and then he got in.
Somebody
and,
got hurt.
Yeah,
and he got his chance.
He got his chance, and he did not drop one ball.
I was gonna say, the whole year, he didn't drop one ball.
If it was thrown to him, he can get his hands on it. He caught it. And I tell you, those two catches he made last night, especially the first one.
Yeah.
When he was turned around, going backwards, and the ball was thrown to, you know, it's supposed to be thrown on it to his, you know, his left shoulder. He had to turn around in the air, catch it, and still get a foot down and did it.
I'm sure that will help his draft stock a lot.
I imagine it will. And then, of course, Mendoza. Making the that touchdown run.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, he must have gotten hit five times before he could get into.
I thought he wasn't gonna make it at first.
Yeah. And then he dove, and so.
It was a great game.
It was a great, and I tell you what, it was. Miami kept fighting back, and I mean their defense in that first half, they were. Every time Mendoza turned around, there was a Miami player in his face.
Yeah, he got hit a few times.
Well, that first time he got hit, that guy hit him with his helmet and his chin. That should have been a flag.
Yeah, they missed a few.
But that one was kind of a big one. And the other one's about, you know, for pass interference. They were letting them fight out there. So and they made it. I mean, there weren't a lot of flags.
No.
In the game. So if you missed the game last night. I'm sure you can see it someplace, but it was a good game, and both those teams deserved to be where they were in the championship. So, and then the last pass he made that Beck made, and he's finished his 7 years of college. You know, he's been in college like 7 years. He's taking classes for some kind of graduate study. He said he hadn't been to school, been taking classes. A lot. So Beck will go high in the draft, too. But he threw that last pass and was intercepted. That was it. They were moving down. It was whoever got the ball last was going to win the game.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, he took a team of really a lot of no names and built them into this powerhouse. So, okay. Let's take a quick break. Can we come back? We had the Martin Luther King yesterday in remembrance of that. We had some stuff about the rodeo parade. And then, of course, the Roaring Rumble. So we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Redding. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda will be in around 8 o'clock. Rain Rancheria joins us soon. We'll have, I believe, their head of their of Wind River will be joining us today. So, not the Rain Rancheria, but the head of Wind River, the casino side of it. Shasta County celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday with the prayer circle and singing in front of the Shasta County courthouse. That was followed by a march through downtown Redding to Sequoia Middle School for an event there that included performances by the Shasta Children's Chorus and a community lunch served up by the Asphalt Cowboys, third year in a row. This year's theme was Mission Possible, Building Community, Uniting a Nation in a Nonviolent Way. I am all for that. Every time you look, turn around, if you look up at Minnesota, a church service was interrupted by protesters because they said a member of ICE was the pastor at the church. I don't know if that was true or not, if it just had the same name, but they came in and disrupted the church services, which seems, going out of their way to cause bad feelings in the community. I mean, it's just the way I feel about it. I think that disrupting church services is probably not the way to gain support from other groups of people on this thing with ICE. You know, when it comes down, when you think about it, if the governor of Minnesota and the mayor of Minneapolis and Trump, they're supposed to have some kind of meeting. I don't know if they are or not. They're supposed to have some kind of meeting to say, okay, now how do we dial this all back? And part of it is having your elected representatives not calling the ICE Gestapo. That could be one way of doing it. The other way may be a change in tactics. Maybe, why not? If you're going after the criminals, and by the way, everybody that comes into the country illegally is a criminal by definition. But if you want to go in and get the ones that are, you know, robbing and stealing and raping and killing and molesting and all that, you might want to have the police in there with you. And the police, I can't see why they wouldn't want to be in helping ICE on things like this. So it'll just continue to play out like this, I'm pretty sure. The rodeo is coming. That's right. And they've announced the rodeo parade's theme this year. It's a theme contest. Which essentially means is Asphalt Cowboys is looking for a theme for the 2026 parade. And see, Justin Mayer announced he's the Reading Rodeo Parade chairman, and he's announced that the contest is open to applicants. The winner of the contest will receive a $100 cash prize and will be a special guest at the organization, the Asphalt Cowboys, in the parade. Spokesperson Dave Tappan said, each theme entry must be short and create a subject to guide decoration for parade entries, and during all of rodeo week, multiple theme suggestions can be submitted, but they should be included on one page as a single submission, according to Dave. All right, so that's opening. And Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. What a beautiful day. Very foggy in Anderson, so be careful down there.
How foggy? Is it still real foggy in Anderson? Because it's cleared up here in downtown Redding. Okay, anyway. Yep.
About an eighth of a mile visibility in Anderson. So, Martin Luther King Day, you know. Yeah, he has some issues, you know. There's questions about some of his integrity and fidelity and all that. But you know what? he really still espoused freedom, liberty, personal responsibility. What a great man. And you know what? I believe it's his niece, Alvetta King.
Uh-huh.
I think that's her name. Great person. She's, you know, a few years, and I haven't seen her in a while, but even 4 years ago, she was still very active, you know, spreading, MLK's word. And that, you know, it's a very interesting thing, Carl. I won't say which political side, but there is one political side that actually absolutely abhors MLK's mantras and tenets, and that's very unfortunate. But you know what? At the MLK event that you're speaking of, I saw a picture on social media of a particular registrar candidate had a table there, had a vote for me table, and I just thought that was in very poor taste. You know what I mean? This is my opinion.
Well, you know, you're familiar with I Have a Dream.
And oh, absolutely.
His speech. And I tell you what, you know, we usually, I don't know why we didn't get up in front of this today, because it was yesterday. But the things he said, and you know what, we can talk about, you know, foibles of humans forever. But if you talk about what they stood for, and equality, and the fact that people being judged on who they are and not what color they are. I mean, it was such a beautiful sentiment. So, absolutely.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, you know. There is another particular party that does still espouse MLK's tenets, you know. We should be colorblind. It doesn't matter what race, ethnicity, etc., right? We're all humans to begin with. And we're all, you know, natural. We all have natural rights, not given by government, by the way. So yeah, it's, it's unfortunate. It'd be nice if we started governing ourselves based on those tenets again.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Unfortunately, there's too much political divisiveness, you know, where it's feelings and emotion over logic and reason, unfortunately. But
Did I see that you are running for supervisor?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, sir, I am. I'm running for District 1 supervisor. So, yeah, much more to follow.
Okay, Richard Gallardo is running for District 1 supervisor.
Yes, I am. But I got to get back to work and pay my taxes, Carl.
Okay, you know those taxes go to good things.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, Richard Gallardo, I saw a press release saying that he was going to run for District 1 against Cry and Reznor. We'll have more comments on that later as we get closer to this thing. The Roaring Rumble last year raised $94,000 in funding for both the Reading Teen Center and the Shasta Police Athletic League youth boxing program. And we'll try and get them on before this starts. The guy that heads that up, I think he's an officer or retired RPD guy that started this program, and he gets a lot of kids come in there after school. But now it's even bigger. They after last year, they expanded their services across the board, something they want to continue, and they make the event bigger this year. Last year, they had it in the senior center. It was too small. There's not enough seating or anything like that, but they filled the place up. So there's lots of funding for the younger youth, a lot of funding where they can go into school, where they go into school, you know, when they're getting out of school and heading into the workforce. And there's not a lot of funding usually around teens, but say they allowed them to hire on coaches at as full-time staff and expand hours they're available in, both in the teen center and the gym. Now they provide classes 5 days a week since that last fundraiser. So this year, it's going to be sanctioned under the USA Boxing Association, allowing for some more diverse matchups. There are more requirements for training, and the matchups themselves are much closer in height, weight, and age. Coach Daniel Azarte explained they're making sure the lineup of celebrity athletes are ready to compete. And they have to be in, according to these sanctions, that they have to be in training 3 days a week or several times a week. And it's, as he says, in boxing, it's 80 to 85% conditioning. So they do a lot of footwork. And he says, I just don't throw them in the ring. It's not safe. So it's April 4th, but it happens. But January 21st, which is tomorrow, tickets go on sale. Now, did they ask you if you wanted to fight?
No.
Didn't ask me.
I don't think I'd fight anyway.
I don't know how many other my age. I have to compete with somebody in my age group. Okay, you want to know who's fighting? This is a great lineup here. Chris Reznor, you know, he and Aaron own Dutch Bros. And you know what? Chris is in pretty good shape. So, I mean, you want to, he works out a lot. And his opponent is a guy by the name of Ryan Russell. And Ryan, I've seen Ryan around too. And he doesn't, you know, he's in good shape too. He's the founder of RAD Studio Architecture and Design. And then you've got Christian Mercel, a doctor of physical therapy and the owner of Active Physical Therapy. Matt Moore, a board-certified emergency physician serving three local North State hospitals and a USA Boxing-certified physician who has spent years volunteering at the ringside for youth boxing. And then you've got Kylie Holroyd, a detective with the sheriff's office, and she's working with her canine partner, Tony, at her side. And she's involved with the youth options at Shasta. Haley Devine, who has been a fireman or fire person for 5 years, including 4 years with the Anderson Fire Department. That could be a tough fight. Now, here's the DJs. DJ Jake Easy.
Yeah, DJ OJ.
Jake Easy. You know, I danced with Jake. Gosh, what is it now? 12 years? Not
he's a
with
shorter
him.
Guy, right?
Huh?
He's shorter, right?
Yeah, a bit of a shorter guy. But I danced, we danced together in Dancing with the Stars, what was it, 10, 12 years ago. So, Jake's a great guy. And then DJ OJ. And he is looks like somewhat bigger than.
Yeah, he's a bigger guy than yeah, Jake Easy.
Yeah, he is bigger. And
I know who he is. I've seen him around town. A few times.
Anyway, he's a proud father, DJ, and the curator behind R&B Brunch Club. When he's not setting the mood with smooth tracks, you'll find him chasing the next great meal. Now, Liz Crane was part of leadership class, Redding's leadership class of 2018. And has volunteered to be a steering committee on that ever since, serving as an advisor and program manager. And Trish Baker, and she's from the Redding Rancheria as tribal council and leads a director of gaming at Wind River Resort Casino. So, going to be quite the battles out there. I think it's. Have you ever been in a? We used to call them in the Marine Corps. We used to call them smokers, where you know we'd put on fights. And, you know, the Marines would volunteer and they'd, you'd match them up by weight.
Yeah.
And so that you weren't having your, you know, a 200-pound guy that carries around the mortars fighting a 150-pound, 160-pound guy. So, and this is what it looks like they're doing this year, is kind of matching them up by size and age. Okay. All right. I think I'm going to go see that. It's a that could be fun being an announcer in that. In this corner, weighing in at none of your business. Depending on who the fighter was. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project.
Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebach. Good morning. If you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, or any electric utility still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about rebates available. And I am here with the world famous, the man, the myth, the legend, maybe soon to be a movie, John DeSella.
Thank you very much. You get that vote is the same as my mom's and my wife's. After that, I don't know how world famous I am, but thank you for having me.
Gosh, and I've known JT for, I don't know, 15
couple years now. It has been since, before you opened the radio station.
Well, if that's the case, I moved here in 2007. So, wow.
I was waiting here for you. I've been here since right after I got out of the service, 1972. So I'm not a local, but I'm working on it.
You'll never be a local here.
No, you have to be born here. Right here on Market Street, yeah.
Right here on out in the middle of the street, in fact. So, okay, we're here to talk about Grange.
We're going to talk about Granges today, Carl.
Granges.
You've had us down there before talking about, as you know, we're with the Reading Grange and our Grange Hall down there on Kenyon and Cedars, a.k.a. the Sons of Italy Hall, because we've partnered with them for 42 years now. But I wanted the folks in the community to know, the listeners, that we have five different Granges right here in Shasta County. Actually, six, because Banton's in Shasta County.
Okay.
So, in alphabetical order, we've got the Anderson Grange on Airport Road across the street from Kent's. They're the Anderson Mount Lassen Grange. We have the Buckeye Grange out there at the east end of, getting towards the east end of Lake Boulevard, conveniently, coincidentally, in the Buckeye area. We have the Ono Grange, which got a great history since, they're one of the older Granges in the area. And of course, they unfortunately lost the Grange at the 2020 Zong Fire. They've rebuilt. They've got a wonderful new Grange and they are super active. We got a lot of good stuff going on. And then we have the Palisadro Grange.
I know where that's at.
Palisadro Grange is on Old Oregon Trail.
Yep.
And, they're getting they've been active and they're getting more active. And then of course there's our Reading Grange. And the point being that, the Grange, set up to be represent the agriculture community, but also family and community.
Okay.
That's their claim to fame. What can we do in our community?
Okay, there's my question. People go, well, what is a Grange?
Mm-hmm.
So
again, family and community. They want the Grangers, and the Granges want to be an active and positive influence in the community. Back, and you'll note that they're all in rural areas. The agricultural background. Obviously, they don't have cornfields in Compton, but you've got all these little towns agriculture, livestock, orchards are their mainstay.
Was the Grange kind of originally set up as, and I don't know, how long have Granges been around? Hundreds of years or?
Yeah, 1867, right after the Civil War, they wanted to get the farming community organized, you know.
Yeah. So this is what the farmers would get together, have a Grange, and that would be kind of like the focal point for people, you know, getting, you know, working together to get their crops in. And did they bring their crops in through the Grange to sell or?
They often formed co-ops. And they would have, before it was, you know, the original farmers markets. And they organized to represent the farmers as they do today is one of the interesting things, Carl. I did not know until I joined the Grange how active they are in state and local government. And they've done some wonderful things over you go to a convention and they're making proposals and they're asking the Grange to give proposal on things that are pertinent in their community, in their state, about education. I just went, the last one we went to, they had things about the wolf and the issues up in the North State, which I thought mm-hmm. fascinating. And they were trying to tell the state, let's be smart about this because wolves do affect us up here in the North State. So they have something to say. They've just initiatives over the years have been very interesting. So they're doing that. They're being active on that level. But here on the local level, it was a place to have a class reunion, have a wedding, you go to the Grange, and they usually have a kitchen, and you could do these community things. Here, we've got canning classes going on at the Ono Grange, out at the Palisadro Grange. They're doing a fundraiser representing the Sea Scouts, and they're called it Release the Kraken. And it's the benefit, he's grinning, being a Marine Corps, he's yeah. looking to be the Navy guy, Release the Kraken. But they're gonna raise funds for the wonderful Sea Scout program in our community. And like I said, in the very beginnings, a lot to do with agriculture, and it still does. But even at that time and today, it's all about community, family-friendly events. They support the FFA, the Future Farmers of America, and county fairs. They try to get the kids involved with that. And it's like I could tell you, the various things that are going on. At the Ono, well, at all these Granges, they're just a positive influence in the community, I guess.
Absolutely. Summary. Now, the Redding Grange
yes.
is a great place if you want to have a fully, you know, catered party. You can do it right there because y'all will provide the food. You got the stage. You got a loudspeaker. You've got the speaker system. You have all that stuff. And how many people can you seat in there?
Well, this is going to be our true test is going to be this February 6th and 7th, our annual crab feed. And we're going to get over 200. I mean, it's not as big as we'd like it to be.
Because
we
been
like
there
to get
before.
Some more bodies.
Yeah.
But a little over 200 people each time
full.
Will be in there.
It's
and it's
full.
Yeah, it's pretty full. But you're right, Carl. In conjunction with our wonderful relationship with the Sons of Italy, we keep that building looking good. We got the AC. We got the wonderful kitchen. We've got the stage. We got the sound system, which Pat Carts just helped us upgrade a little bit, by the way.
You have a bar.
That's very important, too. For those of you who are old enough and wise enough to have an adult beverage, we can make you one.
And the prices are very reasonable.
I believe so. I think
they really
bargain.
Are.
And we do pour a good drink, too, I think.
Yes,
you might
do.
Know that.
You have heavy hands.
Yes.
As people have said. I wouldn't know, of course. So the Grange, then, can be rented by people.
How does
that work?
In the past, we've rented it out and got a cleaning deposit and this and that. And really, one of the big things was the insurance concerns, and they just had to have such a big insurance to enable to do that. So it's just easier and actually better, less expensive. Does you want to have an event? Let us cater it. Come in,
that
whether it's
sense.
A class
that
reunion, or, you let us know what you want to have. We got a pretty extensive menu from prime rib and tri-tip all the way down to one of our favorite spaghetti and meatballs. And we could put those events on. Let us take care of it. So
that way you just have to do is walk in. You all take care of everything else. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's better.
And
that
it's
way.
A good area there. You can you got a bandstand up there.
Oh yeah.
And so you can put a band up there and all that kind of stuff. You know, obviously, think about that. I know that y'all have had parties there that you've catered.
Oh, yeah, we've had a few of those over the years. Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. We've had some great parties. We have some coming up. We've done a lot of reunions, which, again, we have some of those coming up. But we have also many of our annual events. I just mentioned the crab feed. We got a St. Patrick's thing. We've got an anniversary. We have our annual events down there. So we got a pretty full schedule, year after year.
Okay. I'm here with John Tosello from the, Redding Grange, but he's also very big in the Sons and Daughters of Italy, and we'll be right back. Wait a minute. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, if you've been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you rate, and that's part of the deal, then maybe you need some help. And if that's the case, Patrick Gorman is a guy you want to call at 530-262-2168. Work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. If you can't do that job anymore, you're going to need retraining into another job. You want to get back to work. Your employer wants you back, but just things aren't working back because of denials from the insurance companies. Insurance companies got lots of lawyers, so you need a lawyer that's better than theirs, and that's Patrick Gorman. He understands the concept. He's a veteran, former law enforcement, and went into law, went to work for the insurance companies for a couple years and just didn't like it, didn't like what he saw or how people were being handled. So he started his own company about, 6 years ago. It's now the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right there in Palisadro. That's Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call, 530-262-2168. Today it's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. Learn more at GormanComplaw.com. And we'll be right back with JT.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Go your own way, Fleetwood Mac. What was her name? Gosh, what's her name? From Fleetwood Mac.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. Yeah, Stevie Bingo Nicks. Pick. Yeah.
You got it.
Anyway, I'm here with John Tasello from the Reading Grange, but he's also big in the Sons and Daughters of Italy. Okay, so you're going to give me some how people can get a hold of these Granges, right?
Yeah, I want to highlight the other Granges in our community because they're all active and they're all doing some great things. And again, alphabetical order, the Anderson Grange and Anderson Mount Lassen Grange, and named, I think they're one of the oldest ones of the whole group here, and they were named that because of the great view of Mount Lassen, of course, and that was their moniker. And if they'd have turned around, it could have been the Anderson Kent Sparket Grange, but that didn't happen. But anyway, they do a craft market every month. They have, all the Granges have monthly meetings.
Yeah.
And I want to mention them and tell you that Anderson, Buckeye, own everybody's, they're all on, everybody's on Facebook. So I'm not going to give out numbers and addresses. Yeah. Go on Facebook, and several of them are also, they have their own website. So if you want to find out about the Granges, get more information about it, specific Grange, go online. Buckeye Grange, the Buckeye Grange, Ono Grange. Anderson Grange, be sure and put California, because there's an Anderson in every state of the Union, and there's a Grange almost in every state. But Anderson Grange, they're active. They're right out there on Airport Road. Buckeye Grange, they every month they're doing something. They do bunco. They do bingo. They have a pancake breakfast. They've done a St. Paddy's Day event. Look up their site and see what they're doing. They're, you know, they're in your neighborhood. Go down and join them at their event, or join them and become a member. Ono Grange, again, burnt down, risen from the ashes. They got a beautiful new Grange. It's a great facility and a great bunch of people. They are super active. They're doing a toddler.
I am glad they used some of that money. There's a lot of money out there to rebuild that Grange.
Yeah.
That Grange was a pretty healthy one out there.
And again, very, very old. Got a lot of history out there. One of the fun things they just did, and it's coming back from the 60s, they've always done this, was the opening of the deer season. And they have opening of the deer season, kicking it off, and they've got music, they had arts and raffles, rather, and they had the terrific Ono Burger. And I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be a burger, no big deal. I got to tell you, that was worth the drive out there to have their wonderful Ono Burger. They do that every year.
Is that from the Granger? Is that from that little store and restaurant there? Don't they have the Ono Burger there too? Or
I believe they do. And yeah. I'm pretty sure it's the Granger's claim to fame. And I think the thing that really made it good is they bake their own buns. You think, no big deal. All I'm saying is, if you get a chance next year, go out there and have a Ono Burger, because it's definitely worth the drive.
Okay.
But they're doing a canning class again. They just did one. It was so popular. They're going to do it again, I believe, the 10th of February. But again, look on their site. They have a website. They're on Facebook also. Palisadro, they're on Facebook. They're doing things out there too. And then, of course, here locally, our little Reading Grange, we've got some fun stuff coming. We're going to have a nice, we do a fundraiser in April for our scholarship program and our building fund. And we'll be doing it again this year. And can I mention we have a raffle?
You got to get back over there. Your phone was going
can
off.
Can I mention a raffle?
Yeah,
because this would be of interest to you, and I think Linda should win this because it'll look good on her. We're going to have a raffle for an iconic pistol, the infamous Colt Python.
Huh? Wow.
It's a nice pistol, but with our friends.
Is this a pre-1961, or do you
know? No, it's a new one.
It's a new
one out of the box. But
okay.
Our friends at Old West have given us a heck of a deal on it, so we can purchase it, and we're going to have that, a couple hundred rounds of ammunition to go along with. It's a beautiful firearm. Yeah, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, it is. It's an iconic firearm, a revolver.
Uh-huh. We're only going to sell 250 tickets, so...
That's Buford.
It looks we've got a guest in the house.
Yeah, Buford. Buford just came in and licked my ankle there, and he's out there making friends again.
And then we're going to be hosting a leadership thing. This one other thing I want to tell you, we're going to do a leadership thing here next month for the local Granges on how to generate members, be more effective and efficient in the community, doing the things we should be and like to do. And then next year, we're going to host the California State Grange Annual Convention for Granges all over the state. There's 120 Granges. We're going to be opening our doors at Pissarra Hall at the Shasta County Fairgrounds. It's kind of a big deal to be able to host that. And so our local Granges, all the ones I mentioned, will pitch in and put on a very good show for the rest of the Granges around the state.
Is this all of the California Granges?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be hundreds.
120 right now.
Wow. Okay.
And it'll be a really big deal. I think the last time, according to my search in here, the last time they had it was the 57th conference, and it was held at the Moose Lodge here in Reading, and it was 1929. And, you know, I'd mentioned about how the Grange is active in state and local politics. In the records there, the Grange was the organization of any size to mention and send an issue to the state, California state legislature, said you should build a dam at Kennett for the irrigation of the San Joaquin and the Sacramento Valley and to provide power, 1929. And they sent that to the state legislature. Now, whether they were the biggest impact on it, I don't know, but I think that was pretty cool that the Grange was involved.
They were part of it, yeah.
Yes.
Are there Granges in places like, and you mentioned it, like Compton or, you know, Oakland?
No,
have there ever been? I mean, there might have been at some point because...
No. For instance, one of the ones I'm thinking, Danville. Danville's got, and it's funny too because, they don't always go by the name of the town. For instance, Chico's got their Grange going. It's not called the Chico Grange. It's called Berry Creek.
Oh.
Junction City right across the way there is called the North Fork. So a lot of times you hear the name of it, you're going, where in the heck is that?
So it's, even though they might have been agriculture at some time, they've since have lost all that agriculture in the last 70 years, 80 years.
Well, I would say that Reading is kind of an example of that, even though we still have, you know, some agriculture and cattle and orchards and this and that. It's become more urban. And the point being is, and I was just talking with my friends at the Ono Grange just yesterday about it has changed, but Reading, as well as some of the other Granges that have gone more urban, I mentioned Danville, which is one of them, they're still... They have that leg in there about community and family.
And that's the thing.
Yeah, and that's – so we're still in the mix there.
You're still in the community family area. Okay, we got like a minute and a half, so finish up strong.
Yeah, I just – like I said, looking forward to hosting a convention down here, showing the rest of the Granges what we do here in Reading. I'm looking forward to all the Granges that I'm mentioning becoming stronger, and we're working together, communicating. There's five of us together. There's five local Granges.
Yeah,
and we're gonna reach out to Chico. We've done a lot of stuff with Junction City, and we're gonna just work together and try to be the best we can for our life and communities in the North State.
Well, you do help our community in a lot of ways, and you're gonna have now. What's next fundraiser is when?
Well, let's see. We've got. It's a bit out there. It's in April, but it'd be worth waiting for. And we're going to have a nice – this year we're going to do a brunch. We've been doing our spaghetti and meatballs a lot. We're going to do a brunch.
Well, you've got your crab feed here February
– Oh, without a doubt. When you 56? Go with the Sons of Italy stuff, yeah, we're going to be really busy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right, because it's two separate entities, but there's a lot of people that go back.
No problem mentioning, though, because, like I said, it's been a great partnership for 24 years. Like I said, our next fundraiser is that crab feed.
Okay.
And
now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of the Reading Grange, he just goes on Facebook?
Facebook. Yeah, we're all on Facebook, and then Ono and Anderson, Ono Anderson, maybe... Just look on if you punch it up, you're going to find it. You're going to find most of them have a website also. They're doing a great job with that.
All right, JT. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us all these things that are going on and illuminating me on just what the Grange is, what it was formed for, and now how it's still going strong.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it.
No problem. Hey, when we get back, we've got Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino and the general manager out there, Don Hayward. And we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Cummison. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson has made history becoming the first U.S. House Speaker to address the British Parliament.
We have returned at a pivotal moment, obviously, in the great histories of our countries. To mark this anniversary that we have in our nation and to celebrate what we've achieved together in the past, and importantly, to face and overcome together the challenges of our present day. And I want to tell you, my friends, we will do that together.
Johnson's speech comes as the U.S. prepares to celebrate its 250th anniversary. President Trump is stirring the pot with Europe over his demand for Greenland.
European leaders are reacting to Donald Trump's latest threats with concern and dismay. The EU's top official has described planned new tariffs over Greenland as a mistake among allies. And Ursula von der Leyen called into question Trump's trustworthiness. The president said he would slap a 10% import tax on goods from eight European allies who oppose an American takeover of the Danish territory. Von der Leyen warned of a downward spiral in relations with the U.S. Greg Clugston, The White House.
At least 100 vehicles, cars, and trucks involved in a pileup on a snowy Michigan interstate. Icy Arctic air is barreling south with more snow and certainly the lake effect variety expected to continue this week across the Great Lakes region and beyond. Forecasters say some parts of the east could see significant snowfall. The Indiana Hoosiers have won their first national college football title, beating Miami 27-21 and capping an undefeated season. Following the long holiday weekend, back to business today for Wall Street. The benchmarks are down sharply given uncertainty over the Greenland situation. The Dow is off 508 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Spain has begun 3 days of mourning for victims of a deadly train accident in the country's south, as emergency crews continue the search for bodies at the scene of the crash.
Experts are investigating the accident, whose cause is still unclear. The stretch of track where it happened was straight and had been renovated in May of last year. The train that derailed underwent a technical check last week. A fault in the track has been identified, but the Transport Minister, Oscar Puente, said it was not known whether that was a cause of the accident or a consequence of it. Rescue workers are continuing to sift through the wreckage, and the authorities have said they expect the number of those killed to increase.
The BBC's Guy Hedgeco. The Australian Parliament has passed new gun restrictions as well as anti-hate speech laws. It comes after two shooters killed 15 people at a Jewish festival in Sydney last month. Authorities say ISIS was involved in the attack. Townhall.com. Well, China still has a lot of people, but China's population does continue to shrink.
Government statistics released on Monday revealed the population fell for the fourth straight year to 1.4 billion. Births dropped in 2025 by 17% to 7.92 million. Despite lifting the one-child policy to allow three children, the fertility rate remains low. Most families cite the cost and pressure of raising a child in a highly competitive society. Keith Peters, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has launched more than 300 drones and missiles, another nighttime attack on the Ukrainian power grid. Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says nearly 80% of the apartment buildings that were hit
had just regained heat after the previous attack in Ukraine, facing one of its coldest winters on record. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And 20th of January. Thanks for joining us today. Oh, you thousands of people out there. I know it's kind of scary to think about that. But
well, good morning, everyone.
Yep.
And this beautiful Tuesday.
8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
National Cheese Lovers Day. Do we have a day in history?
Day in history? Let's see. Edgar Allan Poe was born today.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Janis Joplin was born today.
Ooh.
And then the Toy Story was actually in 1993 they started to produce it.
Toy Story?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the first one.
93, yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Became a franchise.
Yeah, that goes back a ways. Okay.
All right, let's go to the weather. We're going to have dense fog, but partly sunny today with our highs of around 63. If you're stepping outside right now, it is kind of a glove and I would say kind of a sweater cap morning, if you will. Overnight lows tonight, mostly cloudy once again with 44. Now, Wednesday calls for mostly cloudy with a high of 62. Wednesday night's about 45. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, temperatures, no rain in the forecast, but mostly sunny 66, Friday 66, Saturday around 64. And as we get to Sunday, guess what? 59. So, yeah, it is like a little bit of the burr weather. But I say at least we're not on the East Coast. I mean, that whole Midwest East Coast thing is a mess. So
they had 108
blessed.
Cars in a pileup. Yes. I think it was in Minnesota.
Nobody was killed.
Nobody's killed.
Michigan. Some injured.
Michigan.
Yes.
108 cars.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, let's do the roll.
Oh, let me just say this. There's no fog in Redding right now, but from what I understand, Anderson is really thick down there. So give yourself a few more minutes if you're down in Anderson or south.
And slow down. I don't know what it is. I mean, when we were driving back from Sacramento in that rain, it just poured from Willows on. And I just thought, most of the plates you said were Oregon. But what was it about, you know, don't you understand you can hydroplane in fog? I mean, I know what it is. Good for the tulip fog in Sacramento.
It'd be cars going by 80 miles an hour on that. And, yeah, that's what I would be concerned about is that they start the hydroplane and they don't really know what they're doing. Then we're all into a 50-car pile.
And when you go over bridges, you know, it seems like where the water is, that seems to be a thicker, more dense fog. So when you're driving over a bridge, just be ultra careful. Anyway, drum roll once again. We are so excited with us to have Maria Orozco. And could you please introduce the very important person, the VIP sitting next to you that we're very happy to have on the air with us for the first time?
Yes, we are welcoming Mr. Don Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome aboard.
Good morning, Don.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so, Don, I know everybody asks this question, and we'll never pin you down because we realize it's impossible, but...
Thank you for being here.
How is the casino? Is it moving forward?
It's moving forward. We are constantly moving forward. We're in design development phase right now. There's still that litigation stuff that's going on in the background that the federal government's going through, but we're confident we're going to win that, and we're hopefully break ground by the end of summer.
Okay.
Summer this year.
I'd like to break ground summer this year.
26.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And then from there, just say that happens. What are we looking at then?
About two to three years build.
This is a big project. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 114,000 square feet. So that's the casino itself, and 52,000 square feet for the event center that we're working on.
Okay, so the event center is 52,000 square feet.
Yes.
And
okay.
How many people will that hold?
Yeah.
Approximately
1,800.
Yep. Okay. So
why do we need that?
I know, yes. I'm so excited.
Yes, because people are always like, where is the biggest room that we can get for an event? And you'll find that more people are leaning towards Wind River, and I'll tell you why, because you have treated the people with events the right way. So they come back because you make it right for banquets, you serve them, it's affordable, and so nonprofits can get in there and do what the work is all about.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because we were just at another event at an Eagle Room. Mm-hmm. But of course we had the Marine Corps birthday
nice
ball there.
Room.
That if you've got a nonprofit and it's coming in there, you all give them a great break.
Yes, we a lot of times we donate quite a bit of the food or the room or stuff like that. That way we can get them in. We're here to take care of the community, and the community takes care of us if we take care of them. So we got to think about them first.
Well, I can just tell you is that we had Sarah must have a halo over her head, at least dealing with us and the Marines, because we were changing all the way up to that last possible day, and she was just taking it in stride because we had so many people wanting to come this year, and we had over 400 people.
Wow. Right.
It was the best ever. Yeah, and you know, the service, your sound, you know, I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but your sound and video guys were just outstanding.
Yeah, they really were.
They
for the people.
They went, you know, they were up on the cameras adjusting them so we could get, so everybody could see the ceremony and all that. And then we were just at an event Saturday night there with the Backcountry Horsemen, and they were just very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the food was, you know, fabulous and all the things. But you do provide an area for our community to go to, whether it's a big group or a much smaller group.
Yep.
And both of them are treated the same.
Yep.
Very well.
Don, how long have you held the position of general manager?
I've been in this role for 2 years now, but right. I've got 18 years working in the casino.
So tell us a little bit about you, Don.
Yes.
You know, I mean, obviously a local guy.
Very local. I actually started at the casino when I was 14 and a half, driving a golf cart. Worked all the way through bingo, then I left for a little bit.
Is that the common thing, is you start with bingo?
Yeah, Maria.
Everybody starts with bingo.
Everybody starts with bingo.
Bingo, yeah.
Did you still have bingo out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Bingo's fun.
Yeah.
It's where the pool tabs were.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, bingo's on what night?
Sunday, Monday, and Tuesdays.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe I should do that sometime.
Everybody kind of starts with the bingo.
Yeah.
And so what did you do then?
Bingo. Well, I was assistant bingo manager.
Okay.
Then I went to assistant vault manager. Then I left. Then I came back and opened the worked at the tribe doing writing grants for EPA, and then started over at the golf course and came back over and opened the hotel when the hotel was open.
So you wrote grants, drove a cart, worked bingo.
Yes.
I mean, that is the gamut. Mm-hmm. If you can write grants, that's amazing. I mean, I see that's what people need to hear, because about the multifaceted of what it takes within the tribe, you know, how people will start, you need to know how to do everything. It's a compliment. Thank you for that. Great. Was I trying to find a word, and you were like, here's the word?
No, I was trying to grab that. Last night, I don't know if you watch football.
No, yeah.
But if you watched the game last night, you saw Linda levitate up out of the chair and dance around the room, I think, when Mendoza scored the touchdown. I mean, she was jumping around. Buford, you know, got up. He was thinking that the house was on fire or something. But
I did not have a dog in the fight, but when I saw that some of the coaches or whoever it was, the referees, didn't call for some of the, I think that they didn't call for some of the bad shots in Miami. So I just am like, I go for the underdog. I go for wait. That's not allowed. You can't do that. So anyway, that's, sorry to get off of that. But so what did that have to do with anything?
Well, just the fact that you were just kind of, you know, finding a word.
Yeah, trying to find a word.
There you go. Hey, we're here with Don Hayward, who's the general manager of Wind River. Came up through the ranks He didn't just, you know, like come in from Ivy League college or something. He started driving by driving a golf cart and worked in the bingo room.
Love
like
it.
Everybody does. And we got an update on the casino. We may be breaking, I say we, it's a collective we here, maybe breaking ground as early as the summer.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. That's the biggest news right there, because
yes.
I had not heard that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store. We're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store. You're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Well, good morning and welcome to our Tuesday edition here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, always streaming for you on KCNR1460.com. And if you're hearing something in the program today and you want to hear us back, you can go back and hear the show in archives at KCNR1460.com.
Our guest today, I'll be okay. This is what happens. I actually had a day off yesterday. Linda says, take the day off. I mean, okay. But then I realize you have to retrain me. Don Hayward, who is the general manager of the Wind River Resort Casino. Of course, Maria Roscoe, who is Ready Rancheria and one of our favorite people. And Don, you've had
several
this
titles
job,
to follow.
Yeah, and you've had this job for a couple of years now.
Yes, sir.
Full job.
Yes, sir.
And so when you're running, I mean, this is not your ordinary business. A casino is not your ordinary business.
Absolutely not. It
so,
is many facets.
Tell us about your typical day.
Yes, that's what I wanted to get to. What's a day look like in your life?
Well, I usually get there about 6, and I have all my meetings by noon. And then I get to get on the floor.
What kind of meetings are we talking about?
I meet with all my directors every week. I want to make sure I have a finger on the pulse of what's going on. And the only way I can do it is if I go to the professionals. They're the ones that are on the floor working everything,
mm-hmm.
and get to actually meet with them
now
and talk about them.
That could be – what are your different divisions there?
Our hospitality division, our facilities division, marketing, finance, gaming.
Okay.
All those – we have 8 ODT team members, which is our organizational development team, and they oversee – their supervisors and their managers underneath them. And so I always make sure I meet with all my directors at least once a week to make
okay.
sure we know
yeah.
what's going on.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Because things change quickly.
Things can go south real fast if you're not paying attention.
Okay, so then you have your meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
Then I get to go on the floor and meet with the rest of the team members because I'm always on the gaming floor. I'm in the 21 pit. I'm walking around looking at the bars, make sure the hotel rooms are clean and all that type of stuff, because I want to spot check everything, make sure everything's going smoothly.
Okay. Now, do you interact with the government, any government? Much?
Just our government.
Okay, just your government.
Yeah.
So then anything that has to do overall, of course, comes through the Ray Rancheria umbrella.
Yep, through the tribe.
Okay, so the gaming. I have to admit, I love playing 21 at your tables. First of all, it's only $5. And it's gotten to be, and you go to Reno and Vegas, I mean, they're talking $25 a shot.
Oh, easily.
That ceases to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. At that point, now you're going, nah. So we can still come over to yours and run the $5 table. And also, I guess there's a $10 table if it's single deck.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I remember that right.
Yes.
I think so. How many customers, is customers the right word? How many people come through Wind River, would you say?
Thousands. I mean, just thousands. We're a really local casino, so it's just usually the same people coming in.
Yeah.
They come down, they want the entertainment and stuff. But our slowest times from 6 in the morning till noon, and then it kind of like people start coming in and stuff like that.
That's a good time to get on the tables, huh?
Exactly.
Now I want to talk about your slot machines that my wife seems to find.
Okay.
She puts all the money back that I might win on the 21.
I love it.
Well, you're always one spin away.
Oh, now.
One spin away, exactly. For the big bad wolf to blow the house down.
Yep.
Something has happened, though. I think I just read something that they changed something for the first time in gaming since
1977.
Since 1977.
And what would that be?
So in 1977, they set the jackpot threshold of $1,200. If you had made anything over $1,200 in one spin, you had to pay taxes on.
Okay.
With Trump's bill that he just came out, that changed to $2,000. So you have a lot more time, a lot more gaming in there that you don't have to pay taxes on.
Okay. So on a $2,000 jackpot, you must pay taxes. But
yes.
If it's 18, you don't.
You don't pay, you don't pay nothing.
Well, you just heard it here.
And that's, yeah, I remember seeing it in your comments. This is huge.
Yes.
When it comes to for gaming.
I've been hearing about it since I was in the gaming director. I've been hearing that it was going to be $5,000. $2,000, $2,500 and stuff like that, and finally we actually got a change, which is really good for the gamer.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of entertainment, we've been to concerts at the Wind River facility, and we really like it because you can be up and close. You are going to be giving tickets away to an upcoming wonderful act, Chase Matthews.
Yes.
Tell us about Chase.
Chase is an up and coming country singer. He's coming from Stagecoach. And he's coming up to us after Stagecoach, so he's brand new. He's got good music, and so he's going to be really exciting.
Maybe you can find a Chase for our producer there, and we'll play Chase going out of this segment. And
well, you know, the a big thing in your gaming is Overwatch. There's cameras everywhere.
Yes.
Now, can you talk a little bit about that and what you're looking for? I mean, not the specifics, yeah. but kind of things.
Well, I don't. The cameras are ran independently through the tribe itself.
Okay.
That way, we have a third party auditor. It can't be collusion and stuff like that. So we have a whole different department.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So just the gaming department.
So that's the gaming department, and you've got cameras so you can see every table and other things, I guess, around.
Carl said that the minute you drive into the rancheria, he can read the penny sitting on it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. On the dashboard.
Okay, so so don't be doing it hanky panky. No, I think you're getting away with it.
That's true, but I think it's safe.
Yeah,
safe.
I think, especially if you're talking about out in the parking lot and everything.
Absolutely.
I've only seen, and we've been out there many times. I've only seen one time that, and it wasn't a fight. It was some guy getting loud with a woman. But if you remember Rob Paletti. Used to be our police chief. He and I were walking out when this was going on. And and Rob's a very affable guy, but when he heard voices being raised, it was like a radar went off and he got like a foot taller. But it was absolutely no problem or anything like that. But it's nice to know that, you have cameras everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Out there to make sure people are safe.
So we have security.
Yes, and a great security department. So, and they're trained on everything. So they can do the first aid, CPR, and all that type of stuff. So if anything does go bad, we're there to help them.
Right.
Yeah. And of course you got a direct line to all of our 911 groups.
Oh yeah.
Just like everybody else does. What's the hardest thing about gaming? I mean, in your opinion.
In my opinion, it's personalities. That's the hardest part of the position in this thing is because we have 389 team members, and they range from 19 years old to 65 years old. And so it's how to manage the people. I think that's the hardest part. Everything else, gaming runs itself. I mean, the casino runs itself. You build it, people will come.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's managing and working with the team members and stuff like that, and the different types of personality guests come in because we want to make sure everybody has a great experience.
The slot machines, they've changed so radically.
Oh, they have.
Since
video.
I started. You know, where you had
the old one-arm bandits?
The old one-arm bandits, and you pull it. Then it kind of went to you could push it.
Mm-hmm.
And then now.
I still like to pull it occasionally.
Yeah. And but the games they have now, I mean, they've got like 50 different ways. I mean, they're all penny machines. Well, you're not betting a penny.
Absolutely not.
What is it? The minimum is like 50 cents or something like that.
Yeah, usually $1.25, $1.50.
Anyway, but are you always looking for new machines, or do vendors kind of come in? Oh, people really like this or what?
We used to buy $1 million worth of machines a year.
Ooh. Whoa.
So because we want to make sure we have all the brand new stuff coming in.
Okay.
And so we do $1 million every year of brand new slot machines.
That would be an interesting. How do you find out about the new machines? I mean, you guys are going to conferences and stuff, but I mean, that would be fascinating in itself to do a little documentary on how you find the latest and who's created the latest.
Usually the vendors come to us.
Oh.
They know what's working in different casinos and where it's working good at and where it's not working good at, and they come to us and give us the information. And then we just take that information and process it.
So you'll have a machine that, say, works good in New York but doesn't play well in Iowa.
Yes.
Makes sense.
There's a slot machine you can put on one spot on the gaming floor that's going to work differently than it did on a different spot.
Wow.
Everything that has to do with gaming, stuff like that, the way you walk into a casino floor, everybody typically turns
right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more stuff on the right-hand side. You'll see and then there's a lot more play compared to the left-hand side, where it's by the bar, by the bar.
And people don't realize this, but you have to pay out how much? Isn't there some kind of set amount that you have to pay out, or is that something I just read out of the Ethernet?
No, there's a certain percentage of the math is set for us. When we get all our machines come from GLI, which is a gaming laboratory industries, and they test all the math on every slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in and they give us the parameters, and that's what we follow, is that parameter.
Okay.
And so they're programmed, they're set. All we're doing is putting the chip in from GLI that's already been tested.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
That's mathematically fascinating. Hey, Chase Matthews tickets. What night is Chase Matthews?
I can't remember right
we
now.
We will get that information.
Okay, we'll get
soon.
That information, but we're going to give two tickets away for Chase Matthews. So
in the next segment.
Yeah, and so we want to take your calls at 605-4567.
In the next segment.
Yes, in the next segment, but get ready.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, has been in existence since 1960, same place since 1967. I have worked through three barbers at this point because I found them in 2007, or we found each other in 2007, and I haven't gone to another barbershop since. It's not a hair salon. You're not going to get your hair blown or any of that kind of stuff. Their idea of hair product is butch wax for your flat top. That's it. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. And you can make an appointment so it works on your schedule by either calling them at 530-244-9478, or you use Booksy and come into the 21st century and use that. And you can set up appointments all through the year. And that day of your appointment, you'll get a text or an email reminding you of your haircut. It's a great place. Never had a bad haircut. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Wind River.
We're still keeping that parking lot hats on, circled on up. Still lighting that fire with a diesel fuel tough like my daddy done.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
We're still keeping them parking lot hats uncircled on. Still lighting that fire with the diesel filled up like my daddy done it. Ahead of daddy did. Still thinking this way and women's getting as good as it gets. If you ever thought about never leaving your
life. Welcome back.
And you're listening to Chase Matthews and the come in, the, what do you want to call it? The bounce music, the come in music. And he's going to be performing April 26th at, Wind River. And, it's a great time to come and see an upcoming big star. You can hear that song. Great. So we're going to give two tickets away right now, 605-4567. What a great opportunity to be able to go see Chase Matthews at Wind River Resort and Casino on April 26th. Give us a call.
Yeah, your name and your phone number. And it's in April, so it's a little ways out
there. Ben is standing by to take your name.
Yeah, but so you can put those tickets in a safe place. Yeah. So, and we're here with Don Hayward, who is the general manager of Wind River, and Maria Roscoe from Redding Rancheria, who does everything else. I know. I just embarrass you when I say that. And we've been talking about the game. Okay, I asked this question because I had no idea.
Yeah. You wanted to find out what is the biggest jackpot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That one. So, and you said?
$5 million jackpot on IGT Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
$5 million. Okay.
Can you imagine? I love playing Wheel of Fortune.
Does that put a dent in the night's proceeds, or is that something you have insurance on, or what?
They're called a wide area progressive, so
yeah.
They're playing them all over the country.
Got it.
That big one in the corner, you see that it's always spinning up top.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's a conglomerate of all the, and then you win, and then they come and pay you.
I love playing Wheel of Fortune. You know, when that wheel.
She does.
Fortune, yeah. And then
that's
you get
when
that.
I know.
When she hears it,
hit
she
that
goes,
little button and.
Okay, Don. The when somebody wins a huge payout like that, what happens next? I mean, you never you get photos of them and all that, but there's more to it than that. When they just don't go over and get a check for $5 million.
Well, for those machines right there, they lock the machine up, and they have to come up from Sacramento and look at the machine to make sure it wasn't tampered with because it's such a large jackpot.
Yes, sure.
Internally for us, if you hit, say, $50,000, we're going to write you a check for $50,000, or we're going to give you $25,000 in cash, however you want the money. That way we want you to have your funds, and your taxes.
Okay, so then, but you also get a tax form.
Yes, sir.
Too. Now, can you pay your taxes right then?
No.
But you do get the tax form.
Because
I've always heard
that
is that you get a, you know, you come in there with $10,000 or $15,000, you also get a tax form.
Yep.
Okay. Well, so Uncle Sam's watching.
They always are.
Always are. I can, you know, just the record keeping and all that in a casino has just got to be because you've got everybody looking at you.
Yes.
So
we are the same thing as a bank. We're regulated just as much as a bank is. Because there's a lot of cash going through the casino and in our vaults and all that type of stuff. So we're regulated to a T just by the FT. I'm just like a Bank of America would be.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
It's called our gaming agency.
Your game. Okay.
They're the ones that oversee. Then they're overseen and everything's.
And they are separate from.
Yes.
Your group. This is a totally separate group that does this.
Yes. And they're that third party to make sure that. There's no collusion on our side, and somebody will oversee that, which is good. We work hand in hand, really good together. So it's we have a good working relationship. That's for sure.
What's your favorite part of being the general manager? I mean, this is a big job, I think it could be a fun job too.
It's a blast. I've always liked casinos because it's ever changing. It's exciting. You can go in the casino at 10 o'clock in the morning, and when it looks like one thing, you go at 10 o'clock at night, and it's a completely whole different animal.
Oh yeah.
And so that's what I like about it because I can just.
And then with your event center, you see a multitude of different people from the community. You had a big event on Saturday night, the Quinceañera event, where there were two of our friends were there at, you know, two gals turning 15, and it was a big, like, fancy event. And then upstairs, the Backcountry Horsemen on Saturday night. And so then through afterwards, through the casino, you see just an interesting group of people. And when we do costume events or we do, you see people of different interesting, you might be sitting next to the Wolfman at the, you know, and that's from somebody who's actually been in an event or not.
In fact,
that's a beautiful thing about our community.
That one's coming up.
Yeah.
The Community Foundation.
Wicked.
Yeah. Before that, don't we have a Super Bowl?
Oh, we have a Super Bowl party.
Oh, let's talk about that.
The 8th Super Bowl party, watch party in the event center.
Okay, ooh. So what's that include?
Yes, let's talk about that.
It is buffet-style lunch. We'll have the bars open, of course, and just come in. We'll have it on both screens, on the big screen, so you just, you can sit right there and just watch it and enjoy
okay.
it.
Okay, and so the buffet is part of the deal when you buy the tickets
yep.
to this? Is,
yep.
is that an open bar?
No. No.
Okay. No. Just wondering.
Can't have open bars in California.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I did not know that.
All right.
That's one thing about California and Nevada. In Nevada, you can get free drinks when you're gaming.
Yeah.
In California, you cannot give away alcohol for free.
I wondered about that because, you know, the ladies that come up, you know, when you're gaming come up in and, you know, it's just my, and I thought, well, that's kind of, you know, but now it's because that's illegal.
That's the law.
It's
yeah.
the law.
Okay,
they can't do that.
Yeah, we can't give away anything for free. But
okay.
It becomes alcohol.
All right. Okay.
That has alcohol.
Right.
You can get the water and
yep.
right. okay.
soft drink.
Yep.
So
tickets are for sale, on sale right now. Would they go to?
The website, WinRiver.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, WinRiver.com for the Super Bowl tickets, which is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be watching the playoffs to see who's in.
Yeah.
There's Valentine's shows. There's
Valentine's Day are coming up, and then we have coming up on 33-year anniversary. We're going to be giving away a seat to the World Poker Series from around a poker tournament in our new, if you guys haven't seen it yet, the new poker room.
Where's that now?
They're digital tables now. So it's like playing on a big iPad. It's about the same size as this table. Each table is
really.
Uh-huh. And so we're playing poker, and we're gonna have a tournament. We're gonna give away WSOP tickets, $10,000 seat to the poker.
Now where's poker? So we can see that when we come in the casino. Where's that room? Where's that area?
Right as you go from smoking to non-smoking on the left-hand side.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
So.
Oh, I got it. Yes. Yes.
Now, when you say it's gonna be a.
There should be machines back there. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But you say it's going to be on a table?
It is. They're already on. It's a digital table. It's like a big iPad.
Okay. So do you get you still get cards?
Yep.
I mean, regular
yep.
cards.
No, they're dealt, and you just move your hands like this, so it rolls the cards.
Oh.
You can place your bets. It's really, really user-friendly.
Okay, so it comes out to you automatically. You get if you're playing Texas Hold'em, you get your first two, and then you just go like that, and
just like that, and the cards will roll up underneath.
Oh your hand. My gosh,
Carl.
Don't move wrong.
Poker rooms can be very intimidating, especially when you walk in and there's 50 yeah. people in there, and they're all professional players. But
yeah.
this is more of a come in and have a good time,
and then you make your bets, and then the cards will just. And then they'll do the flop that's up so everybody can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Strategic.
We get faster hands and no errors.
No human errors.
No human errors and faster hands in between.
Let's switch gears a little bit.
You don't have to tip the dealer.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, you bet you're going to stay longer because it's fun. So let's talk about Trish Baker and Raising Shasta. We wanted to cover this while you guys were on the air today. What is Raising Shasta and tell us about this event?
Raising Shasta, I can help with this. It's getting money for the Police Athletic League.
The Reading Teen Center.
In the Reading Teen Center. Last year they made $94,000.
I think it was what used to be Pathways to Hope.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's a couple people and they box. And
there's going to be
Celebrity Boxing.
Celebrity Boxing.
Yeah.
In Reading.
Yes.
And yes, of course, we're going to put Trish Baker up
okay.
there and she's conditioning and getting ready. Like I said, I'll bet everything on that one.
Well, they're now because it's been under the USA sanctions that they've
mm-hmm.
got to go and work out so many days a week. And Trish is going to be going against Liz Crane.
Yes. Two great women, so.
Yeah.
That's hard for me to watch. I don't watch boxing.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see the one last year, but you've got some people in here that take it seriously.
Yeah.
And then you got others that they're training, but, you know, they're going to go out and just put on a show.
They're
which is absolutely fine.
Trying to show some athleticism, but.
That's the big part is the raising funds.
Yeah.
Remembering that you're in the ring, you're giving everybody entertainment.
Right.
For. raising Shasta.
Right.
For
nobody wants to see, you know, anybody getting battered, but it's kind of fun to see people, you know, up there. And, you know, Don, you look like you're in pretty good shape.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, I'm thinking, Don, maybe next year that you're in there with, you know, somebody.
Oh, shoot. I couldn't fight my way out of a paper bag. I got about 13 seconds of stamina. That's about all I got.
Which is 10 seconds more than me.
You've got the Hayward sense of humor.
The big thing is we'd go out there and just hang on to each other.
Yeah, just roll around.
just a lot of clinching going on and, you know, like just back and forth. And then go, you break, you clinch again.
I would just feel bad, you know. I know that it's all in fun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all in fun, you still could accidentally
yes.
and then...
Yes.
Oopsie, and then or, you're like, no, actually, you know, I'm competitive.
I am.
That's what I was going to say, Marie. I wouldn't be thinking that you'd be going, oh, I might hurt. No.
Yeah.
And
no, all I'm of talking sudden, about somebody.
All of a sudden, the eyes roll back in your head like a shark, and mm-hmm. then there you go.
Well, the whole thing is that you could choreograph it and spend energy on the choreographing it to make it think the audience think that you really like in the big, you know, wrestling championships that we like to watch sometimes, a lot of that's choreographed, and people will think that, wow, you really took a hit, but you didn't.
Oh, see. You know?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like that.
I
think,
don't.
You know
they
what?
They sanctioned
having,
it.
Yeah.
They
having been in these things before, you're going out there, okay, we'll take it easy. It's just, no. Somebody punches you in the face. Guess what? There go the rules.
Yep, they're going. You come right back.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We're here with Don Hayward, who's the general manager of Wind River, and Maria Orozco, who is from representing Reading Rancheria, and we'll be right back.
What are you saying to me?
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans
starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, cheesy and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, great to be here with...
It's Tuesday, the 20th of January, 8:50 in the morning, and about 40 degrees out there. It's going to be sunny.
Absolutely. And we're here with...
Don Hayward, general manager of Wind River, and Maria Rosco.
Maria, la, 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 yes.
I know, that was so cute.
Well, you know what happened when I did that. The dog, right. Buford was laying next to me, rolls over on my leg, and every thought in my mind, I thought, oh. Every
Buford is the dog, just in case you're like, mm.
So cute.
Okay, we have this Chase Matthews ticket, an upcoming country star. Again, give us a call at 605-4567 if you want two tickets to go to the April 26th performance out at Wind River Resort. Okay, so we're talking about State of the Tribe coming up and also Reading Rancheria Community Fund. And at this point, when we talk about the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, we always talk about, you know, the nonprofits and what you have given away. So yearly, what would that be? Two times a year you open that up for people to apply.
It's open. It's open right now.
It's open now.
Any nonprofit in Shasta and Trinity County can solicit the fund for $1,000 to $10,000. So I tell all those little leagues, anybody, fire departments, come on, we want to see. We want these little schools. We want to help band programs. We need to fill pantries. So the RRCF first spring is right now. It's open.
And, I mean, y'all have bought fire engines before. Fire engines and
the tall ladder.
Yeah.
And then they didn't have one before.
And iPads and all types of things for schools. You've helped with the Veterans Walk down in Anderson.
Y'all, they were our first winner back in 2004.
Yeah. It was a, y'all do these things to help the community and given away millions of dollars over the years. I mean, literally millions of dollars have donated this to nonprofits in our area, schools, and all of these things. So. Great. And that's coming up soon. And when people apply for this, for the community fund, it's they have to fill out some paperwork.
So the best way to do that is to go to Reading Rancheria hyphen, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy.gov, and that's the website. And if you go to public relations, you'll just scroll down a little bit, and it will take you right to the application. It's like two pages.
Okay.
Yeah. Very easy.
And there's 501s out there, nonprofits that I'm telling them.
You've got to do that.
Fill out the paperwork because, I mean, you've got a, just as good a chance as anybody as, you know, getting some money that's going to fund things that you do that you're taking out of your own pockets.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So the people who received a grant in 2025, that's who we're celebrating this year. So we do have a winner. And the winner at the Reading Rancheria Tribal, Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner is $10,000.
That's
sometimes
right.
We split it.
That's happened.
We may be doing that. Not sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
In that case, that means there's a couple that are just as good and you couldn't make up your mind.
We could not. They were such incredible organizations that we were like.
Right. And this is a night that sells out. Do you perhaps at this point have a few tickets available for the public?
We have tickets available. We have about five tables left.
Okay, and that's March 7th.
Yeah, Friday, March 6th.
Yeah, Friday, March 6th, and that, I'm sorry.
And our theme is Wicked.
Yes.
So it is going to be incredible. An incredible night to watch. Who's our entertainment?
Well, we have a group, and I don't know, Elba and a couple different characters coming from Wicket.
From our own Linda Bott.
Hey, you know what?
It's going to be fun. I'm glad you asked me.
You may see me.
Push myself.
I found a costume.
Okay. It's got a lot of hair on the chest.
Do you want to be the wizard, huh?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I found another one.
We could turn you green.
Well, I may be. You never can tell. Because I found the costume. Yep. And it was because.
I have no idea, but, you know, he's so game. It's just scary how game he can be.
Oh, you guys coming and attending each of those themed ones, you guys have hands down brought the game up.
I tell you what, I will never wear the Batman costume again. Because it was the Joker that one year, but you all painted my face and it took me 3 days to get the paint off. But that one, because it was all, it was like wearing a wetsuit.
Right.
I was drinking gallons of water because I was sweating so much that night. I think I filled those boots up with water. Anyway.
So they have coolers for inside.
Yeah, I know.
Of those.
Okay, I want to go back to Don. Don said, oh, I'm getting out of here.
Well, if I could just mention the State of the Tribe.
Yes.
May 20th, 11:30, at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event
Center. It is such a fabulous.
So in case you need tickets to either Reading Rancher Community Fund or the State of the Tribe, contact me, Maria Orozco. You can do it, like I said, on the website, PR page. You can call, you can email, whatever you'd like to do and get tickets. But it's only through me that you can get tickets to either event.
Let me tell you, if you haven't been to the State of the Tribe, you need to go to the State of the Tribe. They give you a book.
The luncheon.
I'm going to call it a book. You know, that literally outlines everything that's gone on with the rancheria for a year. And in some cases, 2 years. Yeah,
two years.
And, I mean, the amount of money, everything.
Where we give out the money.
Right.
The culture that we're providing.
Right.
Yeah. And if you haven't been to that, you know, make an effort this year to go.
May 20th.
And, okay, I'm going to go back to Don. We got just a couple minutes left. When we talk about the construction of the casino and hotel, we're talking a couple thousand jobs. Is that correct?
Yes, it's going to be one heck of a build.
And it's going to be locals.
Yeah, we try to do as best as we can to get anybody local we can, because we want to keep the money inside the community. I mean, that's the best way for us.
May be specialists that we don't have here. But for the main part,
yeah, we want these.
I've heard it's like 2,000 construction jobs.
Yeah, I don't know. That's way outside of my realm of knowledge.
Yeah,
but I do know there will be quite a few jobs, and we want to keep it as local as possible, because I mean, we're not building this just for the tribe; we're building it from the community.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that that building is going to do is going to touch someplace in this community. I mean, from new RRCF stuff, concerts. And just jobs, more employment, more people getting work.
Yeah, and the advantage it's going to provide. You know, I know there's groups of people that are not happy about this, but guess what? It's going to happen. So I think we all need to embrace that it's going to happen, and the favorable impact it's going to have on our community, because it absolutely will.
Yes, sir.
Because there's going to be more people helped through the community fund than ever before.
Yeah.
Once you get started with this thing. And an event center, which we're having a problem right now with the Civic. And, you know, what's the future of the Civic?
Exactly.
So
We need places for events to happen and
we
people
really
together.
Do.
And by the
I
way, Brian.
I really thought it was going to be bigger than that. I wanted you to have like a 5,000 person event center.
Well, it still is a good size.
Well, it's 2,000
well,
people.
Well, that might be indoor.
About.
I think, and the community is pushing for the outdoor amphitheater as well.
No, we just can't build anything until the other casino is built. Then
I understand that, but we could use something like that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Especially right there on the river.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
When it's 115 and it's 95 by the river,
yes.
and you get a concert.
Kayaking.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boats coming in from the side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Electric boats.
And congratulations, Brian Collier. You won those two tickets to Chase Matthews. Yay. April 26th.
You can take me, Brian.
Yeah, so. You guys go have a good time.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us today. And Don, don't be a stranger around here.
Because of course not.
Especially as, you know, when we get, you know, the summer and things start happening that way. Be good to get another update.
I think that's like a great idea.
This was really the first time we talked about this. Boom, this is happening here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And Maria, you're always welcome.
Our very own Maria Roscoe. Thank you.
Okay, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow, I think we got the DA coming on, and she's going to be talking about statistics and all that of crime and other stuff that's going on. This week is going to be rest of the week is going to be a busy week. So have a fine time today. You know, it's beautiful right now here, but like I said, Anderson may still be foggy. I'm not sure. You know, I've got to go out and make sure that the horse is drinking water because of the fog sometimes upsets her. God knows why, except she's a horse.
The temperature is about 63 today and overnight lows of 44. So make it a beautiful day.
And God bless America.
Thank you very much.
Back down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.